How many here this morning like morning? Morning's your favorite part of the day.
有多少人今天对这个早上非常的喜悦、喜爱？
How many of you don't like mornings at all?
有些人中间或许不喜欢早上，有些人举手了，看到了。
Maybe you're like Garfield said, yeah, right, morning.
或许你就像那一只猫一样，呀，对，早上啊，真是。
Or one time in describing how beautiful the sunrise to someone, they responded, if God wanted us to see the sunrise, he would have made it later in the day.
大家听懂啊？就是说，有一个人讲说，他喜欢看早上出来的太阳。他说：“你要让我看到早上出来的太阳，你要让太阳出来晚一点点，我就看得到。
Suppose I come up to you and say, good morning, how are you? What's the typical
”所以，我今
response?
天大家跟他讲，大家早安的话，大家的基本上对我的回答会是怎么样？
Good morning, or fine, thank you, how
我
are
大部分
you?
讲说是回答，就是说啊，早安啊，我很好啊，你怎么样？
What if you say good morning to someone and they say, what's good about it?
你说跟人家讲说早安的话，他说早有什么好早的，有什么好安的？
Or even worse, what if they say, why don't you just shut up? There's nothing good about this morning.
或者更麻烦，跟人家讲说你都不要讲了，闭嘴了，有什么一点都不好。
As this lady says, the proper response to good morning is prove it.
所以说最好的见证啊，就是见证说今天就是一个早上的早安啊，非常好的。
Well, we've been talking about adjusting our attitudes.
我们刚跟大家分享了很多的几堂，就讲要怎么样去调整我们的态度。
And our attitudes are very, very important.
跟大家分享过，我们态度在人生中间是非常重要的。
We can make our own lives miserable and other people's lives miserable if we do not have the right attitudes.
不止让我们自己生活非常的难过，让你周遭的人生活也就像在困境里面一样，都非常的不好。
And if we're Christians, we can ruin our testimony by a bad attitude.
如果说有不同的态度，甚至我们的见证都不是很好。
So these are the attitudes that we have discussed.
所以说，跟大家有分享这几种我们怎么样的面对的态度，跟大家讨论这几个主题。
And if you would read this with me, this is a quote that I have that I really like.
大家可以一起念，这我是跟大家讲的一个等于是我的标榜的一句话。
Read it with me, please. It's not what happens to you that really matters. What really matters is your attitude towards what happens.
重要的不是发生事情发生在你身上的是什么，重要的是你怎么样去面对发生在你身上的事情。
And so this morning I've titled my sermon, I Will Respond Instead of React.
所以说我今天早上的讲的主题就是我要去回应，而不是去反应。
And some of you might be saying, well, what's the difference between responding and reacting?
跟大家考虑一下，有时候这个问题就是这个回应跟反应有什么大的不同呢？
Well, rather than take a lot of time to explain the little differences between them, I'm going to use them in a special way.
除了怎么样解释以外，我用一个特殊的方式，特别的方式来解释。
When I use React, it'll be in a negative way. Even though React isn't always negative, that's the way I'm going to use it this morning.
有时候反应基本上不是完全都是背面，但是我要用一个简单的方式，大家去想一下这个反应，很多大部分都是背面的，负面的。
We have an idiom in English that talks about make the sparks fly.
有时候在一个英文的一个俗语里面讲，就是让火花飞出来好多的火花。
And it's kind of like when two people who do not get along, they get into a fight and the sparks fly.
就像这两个人出了两个中间关系不很好的时候，这时候就有火花产生很多的怒气。
I brought along my igniter for my butane torch.
我是弄一个那个我的那个起火石拿给大家看。
And this is all it takes to make the sparks fly.
我稍微抹一下，大家可以看得非常的清楚，它就有火花会产生。
Have you ever been around people like that? It's all it takes is kind of sparks fly.
你要是碰到是不对的人的话，你稍微一点点就起火了。
Or I think of sometimes bad chemical reactions.
有时候甚至反应，我们讲在化学里面有所谓的反应，有一些不好的化学反应，一下就会有很激烈的反应。
I brought along some vinegar this morning.
我让大家带了一瓶醋。大家看到牧师倒了一瓶醋。
And I brought along some soda. Do you know what's going to happen?
这个醋是酸,这个 soda 是碱,所以放下去你就知道会干嘛。
Well, we used to have fun with this as kids, but this is what happens when you put vinegar and soda together. Whoops! Too much reaction.
就是太多的反应,说酸跟碱加在一起就好多泡沫就跑出来了。
I practiced it at home and it did not do that.
我在家里稍微练习一下,不是完全跑出来。
So when I use reaction, it'll be like a bad reaction, a bad result.
所以说我们用一个简单的一个化学反应来讲,这是不是很好的一个反应,因为整个泡沫都跑出来了。And
when I use response, I will use it in the positive sense.
所以当我在讲这个回应的时候,基本上来讲是一个比较正面方式的回应。Even
though it isn't always positive, that's the way I'll use it.
或许在回应上我们基本上不是完全都是正面,但是我要让大家记住的都是大部分都是正面的。
And this is like when two people are working together for a common cause.
所以两个人在一起,他们有一个共同的一个理念,共同的一个追求。
For example, we often say that the fire department responded to the call for help.
他有时候像那个灭火队接到一个电话,他去救火。
Or a mother responds to her child crying.
我们讲说是妈妈去回应小朋友的哭泣。
Or it can be a well thought out reply and response to someone's questions.
或者是你在回答一个某一个人问题是你回答的是非常的得体的。
So in contrast to that this morning, I'll take some more vinegar.
所以像于今天早上要跟大家分析的,我有些再弄,再用醋下去。
And I will use sugar. Watch the difference.
然后把糖加上去。
No reaction.
一点都没有反应,大家都可以看到。
So you might think of the people in your life who are problems as vinegar, and you can be either soda or sugar.
所以说你当你生命当中碰到的人是 vinegar,是很酸, 你要想象你自己,你要是soda呢,还是你要是糖。
Now, if in basic psychology, you probably studied about the difference or about the situation of stimulus and response.
当我们大概每个人学过心理学,你会大概会介绍一些这些反应方面的这些讯息。
So I have a pen here. Those in the cheap seats back there can't see it, but this is a pen.
它是牧师手上拿的是一个回纹针，是不是？我没看见。
So if I would come up to Erica this morning, I'm not going to poke you. If I would come up here this morning and poke her in the arm,
他是拿了回纹针就把 Eric 就把刺他一下。
That would be a stimulus.
那就是一个我们讲所谓在心理学里面讲叫做刺激。
How would you respond, Erica?
他的反应是什么?
She would respond very mildly. She said she would scoot away from me. Some of you would hit me.
他说他比较温和一点,他说离开我一点,有些人的反应就马上就打回去了。
Almost everybody would say, ouch, or some other word that maybe I better not say.
大部分大家都会讲说,啊,好痛,啊。
And usually it would be an immediate response.
大部分这个反应都是非常快,一下就反应出来的。
So stimulus is this and the resulting response.
所以说,因为我们有刺激,所以就会有反应跟回应。
And I found this chart on the internet. It described beautifully what I wanted to say, so here it is.
我在网上找到这个能够支持我要讲的事情。
Stimulus can be our circumstance, a difficulty, conflict, fear. It can be many, many things.
所以说在我们生命中间的刺激有这些几方面情况,有我们的周围的环境,有困难,有我们的conflict,有我们的恐惧。
The response can be our resulting action or attitude.
所以说我们对它的反应基本上有两种,一种是你的动作上的反应,第二个是你态度上怎么样去反应。
Now you notice there's a space in between these two.
你看这两个中间,中间有一个空白的这个空间。
And that is our choice. What are we going to do to the stimulus that happened? What is going to be our response?
这中间就是我们的选择,我们要选择怎么样去反应这些生活上面的各种不同的刺激。
So this choice can take some time or it can be almost an immediate response.
有时候这些我们要选择的东西可能是马上就会有,或者是花一段时间才会有我们的反应。
So let's talk about responding instead of reacting.
所以说，我们大家来谈一下，怎么样我们要去回应，而不是直接的就反应。
This is the attitude I want us to work on. I'd like you to say it with me. I will respond instead of react.
我要反应，而不是我要回应，而不是要反应。
If you'd like to follow along in the back of the bulletin, there is an outline and places to fill in. If you would like to do that.
如果说在今天设计这个单章后面有一些大纲啊，我在讲的时候，大家可以慢慢把一些空格填进去。
So I'd like you to turn back to Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 46, and let's look at Jesus' teaching about how to respond.
我们大家翻开这个，你有圣经的话，打开马太福音第五章38节到46节，看看耶稣怎么样做反应。
He says, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also."
他跟人家讲说，如果告诉你跟恶人作对的时候，他打你右脸，连左脸要转过来让他打。
So that means this morning, if I come up to Eric and I hit him on the right cheek,
I'm going to turn my right.
But what would you normally do?
I wouldn't do anything. I'd just hit you back right away. Oh, 我直接打回去。Sorry.
It depends on how big the other person is. You might normal reaction would be to turn and hit them back, right?
Yeah, 基本上你会马上就反应打他回去。
But what is the Jesus response?
但是你知道我们主耶稣基督是怎么样的反应？
To turn the other cheek also.
他说把你的右脸另外一个脸颊也转过去让他打。
And there's a reason why in verse 45.
这为什么呢？因为他的答案就在第45节里面。
That you may be sons of your Father in heaven.
或许是天父的儿子。
By the way, that includes daughters as well.
当然也包括姐妹了。
You say, well, aren't we already sons and daughters?
我们都是他的儿子跟女儿。
Well, yes, we are if we've accepted Jesus Christ.
如果我们接受耶稣基督就是了。
But what it does is it shows other people who we really belong to.
但是它主要就是让别人知道我们到底是属谁的。
And so it's a value that Jesus taught and we are to respond according to it instead of reacting according to our sinful nature and our feelings.
所以这时候就是我们为什么要做这样回应，因为我们要回应主交代我们做，而不是根据我们罪的本性去做这些回应。
And look at verse 40, and if someone wants to see you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak or your coat as well.
另外一个是说有人要拿你的礼衣，你连外衣都要让他拿去。
If someone sues you, what's the normal reaction?
如果有人要告你的话，基本上你的反应会是怎么样呢？
Don't we try to either sue them back or make sure they don't get any more than is possible from us?
或许我们会反告他回去，或者是我们准备的是基本上说尽量不会让他告的太多。
And what's the Jesus response?
但是我耶稣基督是怎么样的反应？
Give our coat as well. Here.You took my jacket, I'll give you my coat.
把我的我他本来我有一件那个外衣的那个长袍，他要拿去，你连外套都要给他拿去。
That we may be sons of our Father in heaven.
我们是耶稣基督的儿子女儿。
And that's the way Jesus said to respond to show that we belong to Him.
所以说这样耶稣基督跟我们这样的反应，就是跟我们讲说我们是这样做。才表达我们是属耶稣基督的。
Instead of reacting according to our sinful nature and our feelings，
而不要用我们这个罪恶的本性去做这方面的反应。
Verse 41， If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles。
第十一节这样讲说，有人强迫你走一里路，你跟他走第二里。
What's the stimulus？
这时候他给你一个刺激是什么呢？
Someone forces you to go 1 mile.
说这个刺激就是有人强迫你要你走一里路。
So what does this mean? This means somebody carjack you and put the gun to your head and say, "Okay, go 1 mile." So we take them too.
是不是说人家拿了一把枪逼着你走一里路呢？
Well, as I understand it from some of my commentaries, back in Jesus' day, the Roman soldiers could force the Jewish people to carry their backpacks or their whatever the equipment was.
在历史的背景上面是这样子，罗马的兵可以强，可以要求这个犹太人走一里路，背他们的东西。
And by the law, they had no choice. They had to carry that equipment for about 1,000 paces.
他根据他们当时的立法，他必须要走1000步，背他所要的叫他背的东西。
Which is approximately 1 mile.
大概大约就是1英里了。
So, what the Jewish people would do is they would count off every step, and they wouldn't go one step further.
但犹太人就
all the further they have to go.
犹太人就非常机敏，就是慢慢数了1000步，到1000步就停下来，他不会再多走一步。
And so what Jesus was saying is,
耶稣基督怎么说呢？
Go further.
他说继续走下去。
And that's his response.
这是耶稣基督的回应。
Of course, that's very, very difficult when you think about the Romans being the occupying army and controlling them.
当然这种情况你要再多走一路非常的难，因为那时候罗马对犹太人并不是非常的友好。
And why are we supposed to do that?
那我们为什么要再多走的第二里路呢？
So that we may show that we are the sons of our Father in heaven.
主要就是因为我们能够表达我们就是神的儿子女儿。
So then we go on to verse 42, which says, Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
在第四个下一节42节讲说，有求你的就给他。
And so the stimulus is somebody comes up to us and says, I need some money, or I would like to borrow some money from you.
所以有些人的情况就是人家上来去走前来跟你讲说，我需要一些钱，我可不可以跟你借一些钱？
What's our normal response?
我们基本上大部分的回答都会是什么样的回答呢？
Say no, and then justify all the reasons why we aren't going to give
them money. 大部分都说我什么都没有然后有很多的这个借口理由说我们为什么不能给他。
We might say something like, well, you know, if you just get a job, you'd have some money.
哇，他你会跟他讲说，那你找个工作就有钱了，为什么要借钱呢？
Or if you would spend your money properly, handle your money properly, you wouldn't need my money.
你跟他讲说，你要是花钱花得非常仔细的话，就不会需要跟我借钱了。
But what is the Jesus response?
但是耶稣基督怎么的回答呢？
He said, give to those who ask.
他说，把钱借给他们，人家要求你就给他。
And why?
为什么呢？
So that we may prove that we are the sons of our Father in heaven.
因为这样做，我们就可以证明我们是神的儿子跟女儿。
Now, some of these things need more discussion than what we're going to do this morning. If you have questions about them, I'd be glad to talk to you, but we don't have time right now.
所以有些我们在讨论的时候，你中间可能有一些疑问，有些问题，我现在没有办法跟大家有时间讲，但是有时间可以问我。
And then look at the first part of verse 44.
那我们看到第44节前面的前半节
says, "Love your enemies."
他讲说爱你的仇敌。
What's the stimulus?
你的刺激是什么呢？
These enemies have done something to us, or we've done something to them, to where we are against each other, opposed to each other.
这个仇敌是因为一的他们对我们不好，就是或者是我们做了什么东西，所以中间的关系不是非常的好。
What's the normal reaction?
所以大部分我们的反应是怎么样呢？
I hate them. I can't stand them. I don't want to be around them. Wish they'd go away.
我恨他们，我不喜欢跟他们在一起，我希望他们走开。
And what's the Jesus response?
但是耶稣基督是怎么样的回应呢？
He says to love our enemies.
他说爱我们的仇敌。
Wow, we have enough problems loving the people in our own house, much less the enemies, right?
基本上我们光是爱我们自己家人都已经很难，还要爱我们的仇敌，不是吗？
Or those around us, our neighbors or our friends.
或者是我们左右的邻居。
So Jesus said we should respond by loving them.
所以说耶稣基督的 response 就是我们要去爱他们。
And then the last part of verse 44 says, pray for those who persecute you.
最后一个是为着迫害你们的祷告。
So what's the stimulus?
他这个带给我们的刺激是什么样的刺激呢？
They persecute us.
他这些人是迫害我们的人。
What's the normal response?
我们基本上大部分大家的反应是什么样的反应呢？
Well, there are a lot of possibilities, but most of them are obviously not to do what Jesus said, which is to pray for them.
大部分你有很多的一些反应，但是最不可能的反应就是为他们祷告。
Have you ever wondered when he said to pray for them how you should pray for them?
有时候会祷告的时候要为他们祷告，你怎么样去为他们祷告呢？
You know, my normal reaction would be.
你知道我最正常的一个反应是怎么样呢？
Lord, take care of them, strike them dead, or do something to them so they don't persecute me anymore.
我说神啊，真是让他们做做好事情，不会再继续来迫害我们。
So that's not what Jesus meant here, I'm sure, but that's the way I'm tempted to pray.
这是我大部分情况会是这样的祷告。
And why is the reason?
我们为什么要为仇敌祷告呢？
That we may be children of our Father in heaven.
因为我们这样做的话，就会是神的儿子跟女儿。
And the value that Jesus taught that we are to respond according to it and this way be like Jesus.
所以说这是神耶稣教导我们一个价值的一个系统。
Goes entirely against our human nature, which wants to react and do just the opposite of what Jesus said.
有时候他教我们做的，真是跟我们人的本性是完全走相反的方向。
Now, I am sure that some of you are thinking, even though you're not saying out loud, you're thinking, Steve, this is impossible.
有些人开始心里有一些疑问，说神要叫我们做这些事情是非常非常不可能的事情。
It can't be done. Why even try?
根本不可能的事情，我还要怎么样的尝试呢？
You know what that sounds like to me? Sounds like a reaction.
你知道吗？你这样回答的时候，让我就觉得这只是一个反应，基本上直觉的反应。
But it's a question that we should talk about.
但是这是一个，真是我们就应该彼此相互讨论的一个问题。
So let's consider some examples of people who have done this.
所以说我们。 考虑一下这几个例子，我看看人家怎么样的反应。
Let's talk first of all about people in the Bible.
我们讨论一下在圣经里面谈到的这几个人物。
Who can tell me someone in the Bible who responded the Jesus way instead of reacting the human way?
大家可不可以在圣经里面找到几个例子，是用耶稣基督一个回应的方式，回应他周遭的问题，而不是反应的这些人物？
Yeah, okay, David was to Saul, definitely, good example.
Yeah, 这个大卫到扫前面去, yeah.
Right, he could have had revenge many times and done his own way, but he did it God's way. Who else? Another example.
另外有没有其他的例子?
I have some, I mean, I did my homework, I'm just seeing what ones you come up with. Anybody else? Another example? Well, we need some more Bible teaching in this church then, I guess.
这几个例子我们要更多的组织学。
What about Joseph when he was in prison, unjustly accused, falsely accused, thrown into prison?
当大家都知道这个故事，约瑟在这个监狱被关起来的时候。
What about Stephen when he was stoned and he prayed for those who were stoning him?
斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，他 怎么样的做？他是为他们祷告。
When I was little, I used to get pretty nervous when they talked about the stoning of Stephen because that was my name too, or still is.
当我在小时候听到这个用石头打Stephen的时候，因为我也非常紧张，因为我的名字也叫Stephen。
But he did it Jesus way.
但是他们的反应是用耶稣基督的方式去回应这些事情。
What about Paul and Silas in prison?
或者那个保罗跟希拉。 他们在监狱里面的事情
Roman citizens didn't even have a fair trial, were beaten, thrown in prison, feet in stocks, and what are they doing? They're singing and praising God.
所以说他们即使是罗马的这个公民，但是没有经过审判，没有什么就被丢到监狱里面。他们在监狱里面怎么做？又是祷告，又是唱诗歌的。
And what's really cool about it is because they did that, the jailer became a Christian in his family that night.
这个最有意思是这几个被监狱的狱兵。 听到他们唱诗又唱诗歌，结果变成信仰基督的人。Paul
writes in 1 Corinthians, we work hard with our own hands. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly.
在这个哥林多前书第四章十二节到十三节是这样子的讲。And
some of you are saying, yeah, but. Remember Yabbats? Yeah, but those are the super spiritual people of the Bible.
他有时候讲说，这些人真是超强的这个属灵的人，他才这样做。
How do you suppose they became known as super people of the Bible?
所以说这些人他们怎么能够变成超强的属灵的人物呢？
Because they did what God said.
主要的原因就是因为他们是听着神的话去做的。
Well, how about people we know? Let's leave these super spiritual people behind. How about people we know?
我们这些人都是超强的这个属灵人，或我们换一个角度来讲，或不然正常的人。
Have you seen any what we would just call ordinary people respond the Jesus way? How many of you seen that?
有多少人看到一个普通正常人用耶稣基督的方式去回应身上周遭的事情？
Are you serious? Nobody has seen Christians respond in the Jesus way? How many of you seen that? Man, this is amazing. I thought everybody would raise their hand. We've got some serious work to do.
Right.
I have seen people respond in the Jesus way, and it's amazing.
我看到有很多不同很多的例子，有些人真的是用耶稣基督的方式回应身上周遭所遭遇的事情。
Somebody criticizes me, answer very graciously.
他有些人这样子的刺激挑剔他们，但是他用一个耶稣基督非常的方式去回应。
Someone has treated them wrongly, and they do something nice for them.
他有些人对他们非常坏，但是他们用一个好的方式去面对他们。
I really hope this morning that either your right arm is not working or your memories are failing.
我真是希望你either是左手右手不是今天没有工作，但是是因为是这样借口你手还没举起来。
And I'm afraid to even ask my next question.
我现在更害怕要问下一个问题了。
And this is not being proud, but how many of you have ever, with God's help, responded the Jesus way?
有些人根据神的方式来，用耶稣基督的方式去回应身上所遭受的事情。
Well, a few more. I guess God laid in my heart to preach the right sermon.
所以说，这是神让我知道，这是一个很好的一个讲道的主题。
So let's say it together again. I will respond.Rather than react.
So, 我们大家一起讲说，我要回应而不要反应。
I will respond rather than react. So, the last thing we want to look at is how do we learn to respond Jesus' way?
下一个问题是我们怎么样去学用耶稣基督的方式来回应。
You know, if Jesus asks us to do this, if he commands us to do this, then it is possible with his help.
耶稣基督跟我们讲说，用他的方式，我们就有办法做。
Also, at the last point of all these sermons and attitudes, I've talked of ways to learn how to do these things.
我也在几个大家分析的这个讲道里面，怎么样去面对这些事情，我大概跟大家分享了。
I want you to know these are just some ideas. There are many other ideas as well.
我跟他讲，这只是其中的一些观念，但是也有其他的方式。
So going back to our diagram earlier, what do we do before the stimulus happens?
当我们跟大家刚才有几个这个图，它这个当刺激来的时候，在刺激发生之前，我们要怎么样做？
I'm a little nervous about trying another example, but I'll try one.
我有点不知道要继续要做这个实验，但是我再做一次给大家看。
How many of you have built a campfire or a bonfire, maybe in the last year? Any of you built a campfire or bonfire?
大家有没有做过这个萤火还是小火柴火露营火
？Eric said he just built one last night.
Right.
What things do you need to start a campfire?
所以说你要引火的时候，你需要的东西是哪些东西
？Matches. Okay, I brought some matches.
要有这个火柴。
Now I don't know if you studied in physics or physical science about kindling points.
那大家或许知道这个叫做点火的起火点。
We all know that a match, you don't strike this end on earth because nothing happens.
你不可以直接这样子弄因为它不会起火的。
Do you know why?
为什么呢
？The kindling point of this wood is too low, and that much friction will not ignite it.
他说他这个上面的点火的东西的接触的表积不够大，你是没办法点起来的。
Now, I should have asked Shikai what these chemicals are on the end of a match, but they have a very low kindling point. Do you know, Shikai, what they are? Phosphorus, very low kindling point.
它是所谓的里面这个材料叫做磷，磷 非常的低，对不对？是不是磷？ Phosphorus.
And just the friction of rubbing across the box ignites it.
所以说你稍微点其他的某一部分，它就会点着。所以某一部分点不起来，但是你把它转另外一部分就点起来了。
And then it finally gets hot enough to ignite the wood, which is a much higher kindling point.
所以当你把那个前面那一点点起来之后，剩下的木头的点火点更高，它就慢慢剩下来就点起来了。
Now we know we need wood to start a fire. If I lit a match and held it here, how long would it take to get it going?
我抓了手上那个大木头，用一个火柴点，你知道要等多久这个木材可以烧起来呢？
So what else do we need to start a fire?
所以说，我们除了火柴以外，有木头，还需要些什么东西？
How many of you use paper?
有些人用这个报纸。
You know why? It has a fairly low kindling point.
它的这个起火点的温度非常的低，一点就着。
Then what do you use next?
除了火柴、报纸，还有呢？
Some little sticks or some kindling material goes on top of it.
那是小树枝、小木头。
And then you know that when you light your match, you can light the paper, which will get hot enough, will reach the kindling point of the sticks.
这时候弄起来之后，它就慢慢的就可以点起来了。
And then you put your bigger pieces on top because that together will reach the kindling point of this.
当你把这个木材小枝子跟报纸弄起来，点火之后，这个温度就达到大木头的这个起火点啊，这个大木头就给点着了。There
are some people who just by temperament are quite like a match. It doesn't take much at all to get them ignited.
有些人呢，他们的个性，就代表我现在讲了，一点就着，马上一点就爆炸了。Don't
worry, I'm not going to light it.
我现在不会这样点。Some
people are like the paper. They have also a very low ignition point.
有些人他的脾性就像报纸一样，他的点火起火点很低。
And some people are like the sticks.
有些人就像那个小树枝。
But I have seen in this is the way Satan often works in situations.
这就是撒旦在我们生命怎么样做这些方面的游戏。
You've seen it happen in churches.
也是在教会一样。
He knows who the people are that get upset really quickly. He gets them upset.
有些人很容易就激怒你，你看你周遭的人，一下就激怒起来了。
Then they ignite the paper people, and they ignite the stick people, and they ignite the wood people, and pretty soon you have a big fire going.
这个人是就像火柴一样，一下就把这个报纸的人点着，然后又有像人像小树枝的人，又有像大木头，最后连大木头都点着了。
You know one of the biggest things that will stop a fire getting going?
你知道有什么样能够让这个火不要继续下去呢？
It's called water.
最简单的一个物理学就是水。
And I soak this piece of wood in water overnight, so it's wet wood.
我把这个木枝放在水里面，所以这个木头里面是叫做所谓的湿的木头，全部都是非常的湿的。
It would take a lot of paper, it would take a lot of sticks, it would take a lot of dry wood to get that piece of wood going.
所以说这个木头啊，必须要有很多的报纸，很多的小树枝，很多才把它点起来。So,
my suggestion to you using that illustration is keep your wood wet.
所以说让大家怎么样讲，就是说让你的木头是潮湿的。
And how that ties in with this before it happens is if we do things before the stimulus happens, it has the same effect of keeping wood wet.
它这个我们要学的就是让在这个所有的刺激来之前，我们怎么样去准备，这就是一个像木头让木头保持潮湿的一个方式。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit."
在这讲说，酒使人放荡，不要醉酒，然后要被圣灵充满。
When we talk about the Spirit, of course, we're talking about the Holy Spirit.
当我们讲到这个灵的话，我们讲的就是所谓的圣灵。
He has come, Jesus told us, to be our helper, to give us strength, and to help us to live the Christian life.
他就是来帮助我们在这世上，来帮助我们过着基督徒的生活的人。
So if we will continually be filled with the Holy Spirit before the stimulus happens, then we can respond much more easily the way Jesus would have us respond.
如果我们是被圣灵充满的话，我们就能够像耶稣基督的方式去回应周到的事情啊，比较一个好的方式。
We've talked about how to have the attitudes that God wants us to have, whether it's victory over procrastination, whether it's not taking revenge, a negative critical spirit, or learning to respond. And really, the bottom line is self-control.
So we've talked about how to deal with some oppression, how to deal with some things that people are picky about. We've talked about a lot of things. The most important thing is how to deal with self-control.
And we only have a couple of girls from the youth group here this morning, but if all of them were here, they would sing for us the Fruit of the Spirit song.
他们说像这个teens group 他们几个会唱这条歌的，他们可以今天人不够多，不然他可以上来唱一首歌给我们听，关于这方面的主题。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace,Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
这个在加拉太书我们大家都非常熟悉的圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
You notice right here, self-control.
大家看到最后一个叫做节制，自我节制。
Learning to control our minds and our mouths and our actions so we say and do what we should when we should. That's self-control.
控制我们的舌头，控制我们嘴巴，控制我们的心思意念。
And also to learn not to say things when we shouldn't. In other words, just be quiet. That's self-control.
但是当我们嘴巴不要说话的时候，我们就是控制自己不要说话，这就是一个自我节制。
Now, we can have a measure of self-control on our own, because many people do.
我们基本上自己每个人都有一个必须要有一个节制。
But when it comes to spiritual issues, we need the help of the Holy Spirit, and so we need the fruit of the Spirit that comes through Him.
所以我们需要的话，真的是需要是圣灵的果子来帮助我们。
So what it means is, as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then one of the natural results will be self-control.
So, 当我们生我们是充满圣灵的帮助的话，我们就有办法做这个节制方面的功夫。
And so, a simple definition I've used for years about what it means to be filled with the Spirit is simply this: to be controlled and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
当我在回答这个一个问题是怎么样叫做能够圣灵充满呢？就是你整个人被在圣灵能够控制，而且被圣灵能够掌管。
We allow Him to control us, and we don't have the power to do it ourselves, so we ask Him for the power to help us.
所以这时候，因为你自己没办法控制自己，所以你必须就这时候就是圣灵完全的掌握你。
And so the diagram I've used before on the Lordship of Christ fits here as well, which is filled with the Holy Spirit.
我以前跟大家分享这个图片就是圣灵掌管我们生命。
For those of you who haven't seen it before, the circle represents our life.
对吧？大家没有看过的话，这个圆圈代表的是我们的生命。
This that looks like an H is the throne of our life. Who's in control of our life?
这个椅子代表的是叫做我们生命的权柄，代表的就是我们自己。
And the cross represents Jesus.
这个十字架代表的就是耶稣基督。
He's on the throne of our life, and we are down before the throne, kneeling before Him.
这时候这个十字架就在我们的这个圣灵的权柄上面。我们这个就是代表的 S 在这个权柄之下。
And then our life, our interests, our priorities, and our concerns fall into order as we only have one master.
这时候我们生命的优先秩序就有它的顺序，因为我们是靠着神来掌管的。
You know, if I go back to my demonstration again of my soda and vinegar,
当我再回到这个跟大家示范的实验，这个soda 跟那个醋。
What happens if I put more soda in here?
我继续把这个 soda 继续加进去的时候，会有什么样发生的事情？刚才继续做完的。That's vinegar and sugar, right?
This is vinegar and soda.
Oh, that's vinegar and soda. 它是之前已经 vinegar 跟 soda 加进去，反应结束了，继续再把 soda 加进去。这时候，nothing
happens.
没有了，什么都没有了，没有再反应了。Because
it has had the very nature of it changed.
因为它的里面加的那刚才之间的东西，它的本性已经变化了。Yes,
it has been neutralized, and so when the Holy Spirit works in our life, He changes our very nature.
这基本上就是一个示范说，当这所有东西都被完全中性化之后，你继续再加那个苏打下去，就不会有反应，就像圣灵在我们心中做工一模一样。Of
course, we also need to keep the wood wet by keeping our prayer life a priority.
但是我们也要把这个木头潮湿，就像我们刚才讲的，为什么要能够潮湿呢？能够有祷告的生活，继续在我们生命做一个优先的次序。
It's amazing to me that how much better my day goes if I pray before the day begins.
有时候我是觉得，让我生命中呢，我自己感受到，我如果有祷告的话，这整天过下来就比较好一点。Or
as situations or stimulus, if you want to use that word, when they come up, if I pray for God's help.
有时候当有一些刺激过来的时候，我可以经由祷告来要求神的帮助。And
we also need to keep our personal life in order.
这时候，我们个人的、私人的生活也必须要有它的次序。We
need to keep our high priority relationships healthy.
或者是我们要当我们这个我们关系里面很优先的一些关系整理得非常好。Whether
it's our spouse or our children, our parents or our friends.
我们的配偶啦，我们的子女啦，我们的父母亲，我们的朋友。
We need to learn how to manage stress in our lives.
我们也必须要怎么样能够处理生活各种方面的紧张跟压力。Even
taking care of ourselves physically makes a difference in whether we respond or react.
这时候也让我们自己本身的身体也要注重这样子对我们处理刺激比较有好处。I
heard a pastor say this once.
我听过一个牧师讲过这样子的话。
If the reaction is not justified by the stimulus, then something else is wrong.
如果说你的反应跟你的这个刺激中间没办法配搭的话，那好像有些事情就不对了。Let
me give an illustration of what that means.
让我大家稍微解释一下这是什么意思。My
wife says to me, Steve, would you mind taking out the garbage?
我太太问我说，你可不可以去处理一下我们的垃圾？
And I blow up and I say, why do I always have to do this? Am I responsible? You're always asking me to do stuff. It never works around here, all that.
他说我开始就问他说，为什么要做这些事情？就一些发了一大堆牢骚。
That reaction was not justified by the stimulus. There's another problem going on in my life.
所以这跟这个刺激的这个基本的原因不完全配搭，完全不一样，就是有其他的事情不对。
Most likely, it's something that has not been resolved between Nancy and me.
So, 最主要的症结是在我太太 Nancy 跟我中间有很多事情没有处理，所以才会造成这样子的反应。
And also, another example would be is, and this is a true example from my life.
另外一个例子是我自己本身很切实的一个例子。
I'd come home and my kids would do something that they shouldn't do, but I just overreacted.
我回到家里，小朋友应该做某些事情，结果他们没有去做那些事情，结果我就发怒。And
there are many times I'd have to go back to them and say, you know, and ask for forgiveness. Say, I'm sorry. There are some situations at work. There's things happen in my life. You are not the problem. I'm sorry. I reacted that way.
有时候我反应过度、激怒之后的情况，都是我又回去跟我的子女说道歉，跟他讲说，因为是。 工作发生某些事情，所以我反应过度。And
thankfully, the kids seem to understand that, and they would forgive me.
And 我的孩子基本上都非常的了解我，所以说他们都原谅我。Let's
talk about when the stimulus happens, or when it's happening.
所以我们让大家讲到这刺激是什么时候会发生的。You
need to know your warning signs.
你必须要知道你自己有一个你的那个警告的一些信号。
How many of you have seen the acronym FAST for stroke symptoms? How many of you have seen that?
大家看到有这个四个字的，是一个叫做中风的这个警告。
All right, the F is for facial drooping.
W 这个是脸部肌肉啊僵硬。
A section of the face, usually one side that starts drooping and it's hard to move.
他那个哦，脸肉开始不是自主的控制，到处移动的。
A is for arm weakness.
这是手，你的手臂觉得非常的衰弱。
That means the inability to raise arm all the way.
你没办法伸手举手。
There can be speech difficulties.
没办法困难说话。
It's an inability or difficulty to understand the speech of someone who usually you understand.
就是没办法去了解人家对你说的话。
And the T is for time.
第四个是时间。
That means do something and do it now.
他是说这时候发生的事情马上就要解决。
A lot of the results of strokes can be taken care of if it's done immediately.
这些中风有时候你要马上解决的，马上去求告求救的话，马上就可以解决。
You've probably seen this on a wall somewhere, doctor's office or somewhere.
大概会看到这几个 fast 这几个字，在很多医生里面都有这方面的公告。
We need to know in our lives.When there's stimulus happening, that we know we're headed for trouble.
当我们就像我们生命一样，当我们看到有这些警告的信号的时候，我们就要知道我们困难已经来了。
You ever feel that tightness in your throat and your chest, and you just start going?
你有时候觉得心这样紧迫起来，你怎么样？你就开始有点要活动的时候。
Feel the blood pressure going up.
你的血压上升。
Or you hear a few words that are your pet peeves, that are topics or situations that you just do not like.
你听到讲到一些几句话，你对就是非常火，一些小小的事情可以把你激火的事情，就像那个我们刚才示范的那个小报纸跟小数字一样。
If these are our symptoms, we better act fast.
如果这些事情已经来的话，我们就要马上动作去解决这些事情。
The first one is to pray, meaning shooting arrow prayers.
这时候真是要赶快祷告啊。
This is a term that one of my friends made up.
这个上面牧师用的是我的一个朋友用的一个字叫 shooting 射这个祷告箭。
It means just a very short, quick prayer. God help! I need help, and I need it now.
就很快的，很快的就简短的就祷告，因为那时候你需要一个急救。
And then the third one comes from James chapter 1, verse 19.
第二个是从雅各书第一章第十九节来的。
My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
弟兄姐妹们，真是不要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
We need to slow down.
我们必须要慢下来。
James says, slow to speak and slow to become angry.
他说慢慢的说话，慢慢的动怒。
And he also says, quick to listen.
这时候他也讲说要听，要听得非常的快。
Our normal reaction is, slow to listen, quick to speak, and quick to become angry.
经常我们做的事情是听得很慢，动作听得很慢，动作的很快，很快的动怒。
Some of us need to keep a sign around that says, "Danger, slow down."
有些人就不像我们经常有一些 danger sign 慢慢就要停下来，慢下来。
Or someone else put it this way: "Slow down and breathe."
有些人说就是说停下来，深呼吸。
And some people count. Some people count to 10. Any of you count to 10?
有些人手会 count.从一数到十，稍微 slow down 一下。
Have you never heard of counting to 10 before you respond?
有没有听过数到十啊？
It might make a big difference in what you say.
你是碰到的情况的是 calm down， 从一数到十。
And what you do?
你怎么做呢？
If it happens to be a letter or an email, take some time before you answer it.
这时候你要是有一个电子邮件来的时候，你慢慢的念，然后再去回应。
Pray about it before you hit that send key.
当在祷告之前，再按这个把这个电子邮件送出去。
A number of years ago, I have five brothers, but my brother who is my is closest to me sent me a letter.
我在好几年前，我有一个弟兄兄弟送我一封信。
And that was actually pretty critical and telling me a lot of things I needed to work on.
他给我很多的忠告，告诉我很多事情。
And my first reaction was not good.
我的直接反应是不是非常好了，现在想起来。
I'm thankful to say that he was not there, so I had some time to think about it.
问题是我回来的时候，他不在那里，所以我还有点时间可以想一下。
So I laid his letter aside for 3 days.
所以说我把他的信放在旁边三天。
Some of us, it takes a long time to cool down.
有些人像我一样，要3天才能够慢慢的冷静下来。
And I read it again, asking God to help me understand it and keep an open mind.
这时候我就开始跟神祷告，神跟我讲说必须要。
And I found out that he had some very good things that I needed to listen to.
他跟我讲的事情真的是有些事情对我非常的要求，但是实际上我必须要听的。
But I could also sort out some things and say he really does not know me in this situation very well, so his advice really isn't on target there.
但是我也可以发觉他对我的情况基本上不是非常了解，所以他跟我的忠告也是有些地方不是非常的得体。
So if we'll do these things, then we can respond Jesus' way with the Holy Spirit's help.
所以说我们要是这样做的话，我们就可以回应我们周遭的事情，靠着圣灵的帮助。
So going back to our chart, we have the stimulus, we have the response.
当我们看到这个图上面，有跟大家一起分享的是有刺激，也有我们怎么样的反应。
We have the gap in between where we have the choice.
当中间有一个空白的空间，让我们去填满的，就是我们的选择。
So how are we doing this morning? Are we reactors or are we responders?
我们今天早上跟大家问一下，我们是这个回应者呢，还是这个直觉反应者？
Do we want to be responders according to the Jesus way?
你愿意成为一个根据耶稣基督的方式来回应的人吗？
Have we been hurting people, destroying people's lives, ruining our testimony for Jesus because we're reacting in situations?
我们是不是因为我们的直接反应，有时候就摧毁了某些人属灵的生命跟信仰？
But have we been trying to make changes, but we haven't had much success?
我们是不是有尝试要做一些改变，但是我们没有成功的？
I would encourage you to ask God to show you and let the Holy Spirit control you.
我非常的鼓励大家能够去求神的帮助，让神进入你生命中帮助你。
Because our attitudes are extremely important.
因为我跟大家分享的是，我们的态度真的是非常的重要。
Will you say it with me one more time?
请大家跟我一起念一遍。
I will respond instead of react.
我要回应，而不是做直觉的反应。
With God's help, you can do it.
神的帮助，我们都可以做。
谢谢Stephen的信息，真是求神帮助，让我们以神的办法来回应我们日常生活遇到各种挑战。 Thanks, Stephen's message. Let us ask Lord to help us respond in Jesus' way. 下面是我们唱回应时的时候，我们要唱红色诗歌本第411首，彼此接纳，请大家起立一起来唱这首歌。 Please stand up. Let us sing Red Hymn Book 411. Help us accept each other. Let's respond loudly. sunset become as bright as star. Teach us as sisters, each person to embrace. Be present for us, we must do.
We ask Stephen Ryan to lead us benediction.
Let's pray together. God, we read in your word that our attitude is to be that as the same of Christ Jesus. And we confess today that we have a long ways to go. But we want to thank you for how far you've brought us, for the attitude that you've helped us to grow in and to work on. And it gives us hope that day by day, year by year, month by month, we can become more what you want us to become. Help us, Lord, to do our part. Help us to be totally surrendered to you. Help us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Help us to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit to be what you want us to be. And we pray that as we have the right attitudes, that it would bring glory to you. It would draw people to you rather than pushing people away from you. And Lord, that's what we long is for more people to come to know you and to love you too. And we thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Be seated.
Now is our time for welcoming and recording announcements.
我们首先欢迎第一次来到我们当中的朋友和弟兄姊妹。
I take this opportunity to welcome anyone coming here for the very first time to worship with us together.
如果你是第一次来到我们当中参加敬拜，请在里简单的介绍你自己。
Would you stand up and introduce yourself if this is your first time being with us today?
Let's see my right hand side.
Anyone from 右边? Anyone from my left hand side?
好，都是老朋友啊，欢迎你，老朋友。
Welcome everyone to come to worship in the sanctuary today.
我们下一下青少年聚会星期五晚上六点半在林 Stephanie 和 Michelle 家。
So coming Friday 6:30, we have a youth meeting. The meeting will be at Michelle's family's.
Stephanie and Michelle's.
Lin's family.
Yeah.
So they're going to be, we're going to have a bonfire and then we got s'more to be provided. So everyone's welcome for the teams. And please bring extra snacks and food with you. It's from the 6th grader to the 12th grader.
第四项是教会从下个星期，也就是星期五，4月3号开始家庭团契小组就改着教会。So
starting from October to December, we're gonna have the family worship, family biweekly Bible study on Friday at the church from October to December.
原来家庭团契，我们下三个月，4月份到12月份。So
it's a small group meeting. We're gonna have the joint small group meetings. So we, pastor wanna come up and. Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
我发现在美国住久的有两种人。
There's two kinds of people that I've observed that have been here for some period of time.
有一种人从来没有种过西红柿。
There's one kind of people who never grew a tomato before.
不是他不会种，不是他不能种，是他没有种。
It's not he doesn't know how to grow, but he's never done it before.
还有一种人种过西红柿，但是他从来不知道西红柿能够长到9尺高。
Well, there's other kind of people, they grow tomato people, but they have not known you can grow tomato tree up to 9 feet tall.
我在那边种的长到9尺高的西红柿，是让大家知道，只要你有信心，只要你方法对头，它能够长到9尺，还可以长到10尺。
The reason I'm growing tomato yard over there is let everybody know, as long as you have faith, you pay your time, you can grow tomato tree up to 9 feet, maybe even taller.
那做了基督徒以后也是有两种人。
So I also observe there's two kinds of Christian as well.
有一种是从来没有带过查经，没有带过主日学。
There's one kind of people who never leave any Bible study group at all.
不是你不能带，不是你不会带。
It's not because you don't know how to do it or you have no capability of doing that.
是因为你没有去带领。
Because you have never done it before.
还有一种人是带过小组的查经，带过主日学，但是可能信心还是不太足。
There's other group of people, they have led Bible study group, but I found out they don't have faith enough.
有人说我带过一次，但是我确实带不好。
Some people say I left the group once, but I didn't do a pretty good job.
不是我们带不好，不是我们不能带，而是我们要有信心，另外还要方法对头。
It's not that we don't know how to do it, we don't have a capability, it's that we need to have a faith, and we also need to have a methodology to do that.
所以我想很多弟兄姐妹们已经看到 我发出的就是南湾华人基督教会小组施工发展的提案。So
I have most of people see the emails that have been going around. I have a proposal for our future plan for the small group meetings.
也就是从我们要来的这个星期五晚上，我们教会的所有团契小组 有可能的都要集中到教会来一起来聚会。
So that means the coming Friday we will have this joint small group meeting at the church.
那这个除了校园团契他们有特殊的情况以外，他们会在那特丹姆聚会。
The campus group they will have a separate meeting at close to Notre Dame campus.
那其他我们所有的团契小组要在教会，我们集中。是这开始三个月的聚会。
So for other small group, then we all going to join together. We're going to do this for the rest, 3 months.
除了我们一起在一起敬拜，一起在一起交流，一起唱诗，一起聚餐，以外，我们还会按着原来的小组分开以后学习查经。
So we have time for worshiping. We have time for fellowship. We also will have time to split into the original small groups, so you have your own fellowship meeting as well on that day.
那在这一段时间里头，我希望我们每一个人都能够发挥出来神给我们的恩赐，就是我们每一个人都会种西红柿，都能够种得非常好。
So hoping through those joint fellowship meeting, everybody all will be like people who can learn how to grow tomatoes, so to speak. So be able to use your gift in the small group meeting.
也就是说，所有我们的信徒都要学习、练习来实践小组查经，还有小组的生活。
So that means I'm going to challenge everyone be able to participate in small group and really participate in this type of fellowship.
那在这三个月中，我们会使用统一的练习带查经的教材、统一的问题、统一的经文，有统一的答案，我们一起来讨论，一起来锻炼，使我们自己成长。
So we have a standardized material. It's going to be used for all four small groups meetings.
欢迎大家，我们一起来聚在一起，我们学习开始，怎么样在主里边互相的帮助，我们一起来成长。
So encourages will be a starting that we can learn how to.Grow together and how to help one another.
那我想第一周开始的时候和第二周呢，由我们小组里边比较有经验的弟兄姐妹们来带领。所以我今天拿来了第一课和第二课的所有的材料。一会儿结束的时候，希望我们每一个小组来这里到前面来拿两份材料，就是第一课和第二课的内容答案。回去以后我们来准备。下边呢？在小组里面，其他的我们慢慢的来牵任，我们每一个人都有一次的经历。
So we have going to have some experienced leader to lead a couple weeks, and then start to grow this skill to lead the rest of Bible study for the rest of the month.
愿神给我们信心，愿神成为我们的帮助，相信我们一定会。欢喜快乐的在主里边成长。
God willing, He will give us faith, and we can grow together spiritually.
愿主帮助我们。
May God bless and help every one of us.